Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. High temperatures reach up to 100 today under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 70 tonight, mainly clear skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was working his way across the state of Kansas last week as he was talking to different leaders around the state about water conservation and prices of energy. As we sat down with Senator Roger Marshall to talk about water conservation plans in the state with the ongoing drought.
Yeah, Andy, well, this is an issue that I've been working on for years. I said 20 years ago the biggest challenges Kansas will face is water and a lack of people for the jobs that we have. And that's going to come to fruition, unfortunately. You and I live close to Cheney Reservoir, which is the main water source for Wichita. And for whatever reason, it's just like every cloud clogs up and passes over that area. So for 4 or 5 years, we've had drought here. We're at record lows out of that particular reservoir. We've already instituted a lot of conservation.
He goes on to talk about some of the plans being worked on both at the state and the federal levels. Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings Eco Coat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts 3 times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A lawsuit has been filed earlier this week from a rural Kansas school employee that was known to repeatedly have shoved a teenager with Down syndrome into a utility closet, allegedly hit the boy, and even photographed him locked in a cage that was used to store athletic equipment. KSNC News reports that the lawsuit was officially filed on Monday this week in federal court, saying the paraprofessional assigned to the 15-year-old had sent photos to staff at the Kaw Valley District comparing the teen to an animal and, quote, making light of his serious, demeaning, and discriminatory conduct. According to the teenager's parents, they allege in the suit that the paraprofessional did not have a key to the cage and had to enlist help from the other district staff to open the door and release their son, who has not been identified for personal protection. The lawsuit does name the paraprofessional, along with other special education staff within the district that was based out of the St. Mary's School District, roughly 30 miles northwest of Topeka. They say the paraprofessional also is accused in the suit of yelling derogatory words within inches of the teen's face on a daily basis. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season right around the corner, a new initiative will be on the ballot for voters in the state of Nebraska, choosing between two competing abortion measures, whether to expand abortion rights or limit them to 12-week bans that are currently in place within the state. According to the Panhandle News Channel at Nebraska, they say that the new initiative that will be on the ballot is likely to drive more voters to the polls in a state after the Nebraska Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, said that the rival initiatives gathered enough of the signatures to get on the November ballot, making Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade back in 2022. One of the initiatives that will be on the ballot would enshrine in the state constitution the right to have an abortion until viability of the child
or later to protect the health and pregnancy of the woman. The petition was gathered with more than 207,000 signatures on the petition. Good America Network News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted to approve hiring Tammy Antoine as interim county appraiser following the recent dismissal of Francine Cromie. Antoine has 20 years' experience in the courthouse beginning in 1997. She began work in the appraiser's office in 1999 and was appointed county appraiser in 2015, serving until she was replaced by Francine Cromie. Tammy Antoine also served the post in Brown County and owns the Empty Cup in Marysville, which is listed for sale and will be managed in her absence, keeping the cafe open. The appointment is pending state approval and acceptance of the contract offered. County Clerk's Office employees presented the board with a proposal for a 4.5-day work week for all county offices, opening daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon Friday, with county offices closed Friday afternoons. All the offices in the courthouse have been consulted regarding the changes. The board will discuss these changes this week when all members are present. No one was present for comment at the county budget hearing August 15th. The 2025 Marshall County budget was approved with a slight decrease in the property tax rate, which will generate just over $24 million. The levy will drop just over a mill to 44.961. County clerk noted disappointment with turnout at the recent primary election at just 32%. This with several local and state races on the ballots. Washington County commissioners discussed and then approved a road use agreement with Grain Belt Express. Gage County supervisors approved requests for levy allocation from townships, rural fire districts, the Gage County Historical Society, and the Agricultural Society. A public hearing on the 1- and 6-year plan was approved with one change. Claytonia to DeWitt Blacktop will be moved from the 6-year plan to the 1-year plan. Discussion was held on the jail needs assessment proposal that he requested additional funding to research juvenile numbers. That request denied, as supervisors were under the impression that was included in the original contract. Discussion was held on memorandums of understanding with Marshall and Washington counties for bridge repairs on roads shared along the state line. With repair costs shared 50-50, counties will alternate inspection every other year. Marysville Public Library begins after-school programming and story times this week. Betweens is for grades 3 through 6 Mondays after school, with Creative Kids Crafts Tuesday afternoons, Movie Matinees Wednesday after school, Teen Cafe on Thursdays, Preschool Storytime Tuesday mornings at 10:30, Family Storytime Thursday evenings at 6:45, and Lapsit Fridays at 10:30. Contact the Marysville Public Library for more information.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, beef tips, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:12.
On Saturday, August 31st, Washington Ministerial Alliance is sponsoring a free mental health workshop, Harvesting Life, Growing Resilience in All Seasons, at the Washington Christian Church from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., with lunch provided. This workshop is to raise awareness of mental health in the rural communities and how people of faith can care for those who are struggling. All are invited to Washington Ministerial Alliance Mental Health Workshop at the Washington Christian Church on August 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late this evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers are possible early on Wednesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some scattered showers possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain may linger early Friday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then partly cloudy skies in a Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August 87, record high on this date 108. The average low 64 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 8:07, sunrise in the morning at 6:51. Partly cloudy, 72 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Get ready for a night of heart-pounding country as Riley Green and Ella Langley take center stage at the Kansas State Fair on Saturday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. There was this girl. Riley Green has dominated the country scene with hits like There Was This Girl and I Wish Grandpa's Never Died, while Ella Langley brings show-stopping vocals and lyrics. Tickets start at only $35 and include gate admission. Get tickets at KansasStateFair.com today.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a sale of toys and daycare items Saturday, August 31st, 10 a.m. in Frankfort at 204 West 3rd. A great assortment of daycare items, including many new or nearly new items. Everything you'd need for a daycare or your kids or grandkids. Outdoor items, some storage STEM toys, furniture, large inside toys, supplies, kitchen, infant tools, golf cart, and a rotting John Deere combine that's unique. This play daycare auction, Saturday, August 31st, 10 a.m., in Frankfort at 204 West 3rd Street. For the sale bill, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein Realty and Auction.
All rise again, or maybe just stay standing. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. For Van Halen fans, it was 51-50. For Yankees fans, they came in sequential order yesterday.
High fly ball, deep left center. See ya! Boarding flight 50! 50 home runs! Aaron Judge has done it again! Amazing! High fly ball, right field. He's done it again! A two home run day for Judge! Home run number 51!
Michael Kay on the YES Network. Yankees beat the Rockies, and Judge becomes the fifth player in baseball history with at least three 50 home run seasons. The other four? Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez, and Babe Ruth. Yankees are a game and a half up on Baltimore. Orioles lose the Sunday night game 6-3 to the Astros. Houston leads the West by 4.5 over Seattle. M's beat the Giants 4-3. Padres a 3-2 walk-off win over the Mets. Jackson Merrill, the game-winning home run, second of his career, both this season. Pirates get a game-winning home run from Yasmani Grandal. They beat the Reds, fourth career walk-off homer from Grandal. Cleveland beating Texas 4-2. Twins fall to the Cardinals. Phillies 11-3 over the Royals. Twins and Royals both three games back in the Central. Diamondbacks trail the Dodgers by 3 in the NL West, both winning yesterday. Arizona 7-5 over the Red Sox for their sixth consecutive win. Dodgers beat the Rays 3-1. Rays 7 games behind the Twins and Royals for the final AL wildcard spot. Then there's Chicago.
And he swings, hits a double play ball to short. Sweeney to Keith to Torkelson. And the Tigers send the White Sox to their 100th defeat.
ESPN 1000 took the White Sox just 131 games to get to 100 losses. Williamsport, Lake Mary, Florida wins the championship on a walk-off throwing error in extra innings.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price.
Landall in Marysville is invested in their team, facilities, products, customers, community, future, and excellence. For over 60 years, a family-owned company focusing on quality workmanship, products, and employees. Congratulating their team members with their loyalty and hard work that's paid off with a 12-year profit-sharing average of 12.42%. Thanks for all you do in making Landall Company stand out above the rest. Employment opportunities available. Go online at landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures are higher after the Federal Reserve signaled that interest rate cuts are imminent. On Friday, the Dow Jones added 462 points and closed at 41,175. The S&P rose 1.15%. The Nasdaq gained almost 1.5%. It's a big week for earnings reports. Chipmaker NVIDIA opens its books on Wednesday. Its stock is up 150% this year and itself is responsible for a quarter of the S&P's gain since January. Railroads are rolling again in Canada after government officials ordered 10,000 workers at the two biggest freight haulers back onto the job this morning. Canadian labor officials have ordered both sides in the dispute into binding arbitration. An internet and web outage that impacted thousands of travelers at busy Seattle-Tacoma Airport was the result of a cyber attack. International travelers were hit hardest as they had to be manually checked in for their flights. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers, this is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville, your local Pioneer sales rep, inviting you to our 2025 seed sales launch meeting, introducing our Z-Series Enlist soybeans, bringing you the most yield, the most flexibility, and the most protection on any soybean lineup in the industry. We're also going to introduce to you our new corn products, PowerCore Enlist, bringing you more flexibility in your post program. Come enjoy a good meal, fellowship, and learning about everything that Pioneer is bringing you, from innovation to genetic gain. That's this Monday evening, August 26th at 6 p.m. at Performance Ag just east of Waterville. We will see you there.
To RSVP, please call or text Thad Argenbright at 785-313-3064. Again, 313-3064 to RSVP.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Record yields on both row crops. That's the final estimate from Pro Farmers Annual Crop Tour. 181.1 bushels per acre on corn and 54.9 BPA on soybeans. Eastern Tour leg leader Brian Grady says, as always, it's a snapshot in time. However, he does like what he saw out in the fields with around 30 days left in the growing season for most.
Kernel depth seemed really good, actually. I didn't see an issue with that. Some of the less mature, you know, it hasn't had time yet. That's to be determined on those ears, but generally the kernel depth was fine.
Longtime tour agronomist Mark Bernard says one thing he's taking note of is the higher soybean pod counts.
And I think part of that is due to the fact that people have reduced their soybean planting populations, and that's definitely noticeable. We don't see near the plant counts that we used to see.
The total production projected by ProFarmer is 14.9 billion bushels of corn and 54.9 billion bushels of
soybeans. Regarding the impact on crop prices, Mike Zuzullo of Global Commodity Analytics says the projections track with what he saw a week prior on his own tour of corn.
With the pro farmer numbers out and the weather being uncertain, I would say the first couple, 3 days of the week is going to dictate next week whether the beans can go up by themselves without the help of corn and wheat like they did on Friday. If it's raining, I can't see that the beans would be able to do much without the corn and wheat coming in and supporting them.
On beans, he says he's estimating a couple of bushels less per acre than pro farmer and believes some of the market impact may be overshadowed by what's happening with the Canadian Railway labor situation. He also added that recent uptick in demand has been nice for a market feature. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Reducing methane from cattle has been a topic of conversation for many years. And PhD student in agricultural economics at K-State Jamie Luke with K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonser researched how feasible it would be to get U.S. feedlots to start feeding a methane-reducing feed additive.
Since there's a push to reduce greenhouse gases, methane kind of becomes a target, which means beef cattle also become a target. So right now, there's a lot of talk and a lot of strategies being brought to the table on how we could go about reducing methane from beef cattle production. And one of those is the additive called 3-nitrooxypropanol, or 3-NOP.
They surveyed U.S. feedlot producers so they could get an understanding of what financial incentive would motivate them to include 3-NOP.
So Dr. Tonser and I developed a survey of U.S. feedlot producers, and the survey varied on a few different attributes, one being the cost of 3-NOP, so we don't yet know what this is going to cost on the U.S. market, another being the incentive amount that was presented to producers, and then also the source of the incentive. So it could be that incentives could come in a demand-driven way through a premium from the processor, or potentially from the U.S. government, or in the form of some sort of policy structure like a subsidy to help pay for and incentivize producers to use it.
Luke split respondents into two groups, producers who sold less than 2,000 head in the past year and those who sold more than 2,000 head in the past year, and evaluated their different levels of incentives wanted.
Both groups preferred a premium from the processor in order to incentivize the adoption of this additive as compared to that government subsidy. We also found that small producers would require a higher incentive, whether it be in the form of a premium or a government subsidy to adopt the additive. That being said, that means that if, you know, there were to be an incentive in a marketplace, it may be that large producers are more willing to adopt this at a lower incentive level than small producers. And if that's the case, because large producers have more cattle to bring to market, could be that they end up with much larger subsidies or premiums as compared to small producers. So kind of something that our research kind of uncovers is that depending on what kind of policy mechanism, if it ends up being a government subsidy, is in place, the beneficiaries of that subsidy could be very different depending on the size of operation. And so that could be something for policymakers or people who are involved in this space to think about before they create any sort of legislation in this area.
That was a PhD student in agricultural economics at K-State, Jamie Luke. Find the full research report at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriques with Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday. Hey, and a great Monday it is. Nice run of cattle, a lot of hay, and certainly going to be a nice day. So give us a call here this morning. Certainly appreciate your business, 223-3571. We do want to remind you we are going to take a break. It's going to be a two-week break through the Labor Day weekend and so forth. We are going to put a new facelift here inside the sale ring, kind of spruce things up as fall gets really close. Maybe certainly a time to take a look at the wean, the vac on the calves marketing scheme, give us a call. We would be glad to come out and take a look at the cattle. And again, certainly appreciate your business. Well, again, we'll see you September 9th again. Certainly say thanks for the business. And as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Most of us treat chrysanthemums like annuals, but they really can be a perennial bloom. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 26th, the 239th day of the year. Actor Chris Pine has a birthday, and the first Ford Edsel rolled off the assembly line on this day in 1957. Garden centers are overflowing with chrysanthemums right now, and we can't blame you for adding the rich colors to your fall garden. But the ideal time to plant mums is in the spring. They're a hardy perennial with a good chance of surviving the winter if they've had the summer to establish a strong root system. Here's how to overwinter your potted mums. After the first frost, bring them indoors to a cool, dark room. Leave the foliage on and keep the roots constantly damp. In the spring, gradually acclimate them to the light and transplant after the last frost. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 72 with some early sunshine, partly cloudy. Highs around the century mark again today as this short-lived heat spell, we hope short-lived, continues. Middle 90s on tap Tuesday, Wednesday. Had of a chance of, pretty good chance, showers into Thursday night.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's officially the first week of college football here in the state of Kansas as the Jayhawks and the Wildcats get ready for their kickoff for the regular season at week number one. The Jayhawks start off on Thursday this week with their kickoff at 7 p.m. They're at home in Manhattan as they take on Lindenwood. The Jayhawks wrapped up last season, finishing number 23 nationwide as they ended up winning the Guaranteed Rate Bowl against UNLV, and say they're looking forward to a new season by already placing 25th in the top 25 AP polls to start off the regular season. On the Wildcats side of football, they kick off their regular season on Saturday at 6 p.m. as they are at home in Lawrence, taking on UT Martin. The Kansas State Wildcats are finishing off last season at number 18 as they finished and won the Pop-Tarts Bowl, beating North Carolina State 28-19 to wrap up their 2024 season. They're coming in ranked at towards the middle of the pack for the AP national polls to start off their season.
Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event is happening now. Let Rusty Eck Ford take the labor out of buying your next new Ford. We'll do the work for you. There is no need to haggle. Rusty Eck Ford has over 600 vehicles to choose from at the price you deserve and the payments you can afford. This month, get rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts as high as $12,000 off MSRP. We are closed on Labor Day. So come in today to take advantage of rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP. Shop our huge selection of over 600 vehicles to choose from. Rusty Eck Ford will take the labor out of buying your next vehicle. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
High school football is just weeks away from starting here in the state of Kansas, and one town says they're excited about the upcoming season, saying that they finished as state champions in the 5 of the last 10 years in the state, and they're looking for a big turnout this year as well, with many returning players wanting to put another state championship on that record.
I think we get a little extra out of them, and I'm sure they do as well. So, let's play it. Let's get it going. And good opportunity for us, and we'll find out early with the schedule that we have, what we're going to need to do as a football team to compete.
I mean, I just think of it as a game. Can't really think too much about it. Just go out and play, prep hard. We'll do good.
Oh, absolutely. It has played a factor in our practices. Practices have just been pushing each other super hard, long, but we just have to persevere through that.
That audio from KSNT News is that was the Rossville Bulldogs looking forward to their upcoming football season, as they say they built a powerhouse under their new head coach, Derek Hams, with the team saying they're coming into a new league and a new class.
Get set for the high school football season ahead with the Coach's Corner. Join Max Blasky following the evening sports at around 5:20 as he visits with the area high school football coaches ahead of Friday night's kickoffs and jamborees. Monday, it's Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. Join us as we kick off the high school football season with the Football Coach's Corner, following the evening sports at around 5:20.
High school sports season is just around the corner, and that means the return of the TVL Spotlight. Whether it's stats and scores, a schedule of excellent matches coming up, we have triangulars at Clifton, Clyde, and Frankfort, interviews with coaches and players. Joining me now is head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler, and lots of fun along the way. We'll have it all on TVLSpotlight.com, a service of Sunflower State Radio.
KNDY.